Our church is in spiritual danger.
我们的教会是处在一个危险之中。
If we do not have biblically qualified men to lead our church.
如果我们没有符合圣经要求的弟兄们来带领我们这个教会的话。
And therefore this morning we return to the apostolic requirements given by Titus by the Apostle Paul.
今天早上呢，我们再次来到使徒保罗在提多书里面对此的教导。
Qualifications are the gold standard for our church, for any church, for elders.
这些经句呢，是对所有的教会，包括我们教会，的一个黄金的标准。
And we began this look at the requirements last month.
我们在上一次和堂聚会的时候呢，看过这个的第一部分。
Thank you. So please open your Bible to Titus chapter 1.
请打开圣经，翻到提多书第一章。
And we will focus on verse 8 this morning.
我们要来研读第八节。
And I'll just read a little bit from verse 7 because it gives us the context. And it says, For an overseer as God's steward must be above reproach, hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined.
我要从第七节开始读，因为这个给第八节一点背景。第七节，这样有一部分这样讲，监督既是神的管家，必须无可指责。而要乐意接待远人，好善、庄重、公平、圣洁、自持。
And these additional qualifications for God's stewards are presented in the positive in contrast to verse 7.
今天要讲到的这些经文呢，是从一个正面的角度，跟第七节不一样，是从一个正面的角度来把这些品行，呈现出来。
And today we have part two of this series where we understand more of the qualifications for the leaders of Christ's local church.
所以今天我们要来做这个第二部分，就是让我们知道神对于我们教会的领袖有怎么样的要求。
And so we continue examining this point that our church elders must be above reproach in the church and community.
所以我们研读到说，我们的教会的领袖应该是在教会和社区当中都是无可指责的。
And so we might ask this question.
我们可能会问这样一个问题。
Something's wrong with the PowerPoint. So. And the question is, why is this portion of the Bible important for our church here at OBC?
这个问题就是说，这一部分的经文为什么对我们这个教会是重要的？
And this is why.
我告诉你为什么。
That these biblical qualifications help us to know God's will for who is qualified to lead here at OBC.
圣经中关于长老资格的教导是帮助我们明白神的旨意，神对什么人来领导他的教会。
And it also tells us how these men serve Christ's purpose for his church, both present and future leaders.
也帮助我们明白这些领袖们应该如何来侍奉基督的教会。
And so before we begin to look at Titus verse 8, I want to remind us of two things when I refer to the office of leaders of our church.
当我们来仔细研读第八节的时候呢，我有两点呢需要先说明一下。
So the first is that each leader's role is described by three biblical words and characteristics.
首先呢，在圣经中，领袖这个岗位呢是有三个不同的表述。
And those three words are overseer, which represents leadership, and elder, it represents spiritual maturity, and pastor or shepherd, which represents care.
这三个表述呢是这样，监督呢，它重在领导，长老呢重在灵命的成熟， 牧师、牧者呢，重在教导和关怀。
And these three roles of this one leader are interchangeable. So, for example, a pastor is also an elder and is also an overseer.
这三个职位呢，职称呢是可以互相互换的。比如说，一个牧师呢，他可以是同时也是长老，也是监督。
This might help you to think this through.
这个呢，可能可以帮助到你们。
That the world has CEOs.
我们在世界，他们称呢有 CEO 这个称法。
And so he or she is the chief and an executive and an officer of a company.
CEO 呢是他是一个首席的执行的官员，是一个公司的首席执行官。
But by God's design, His church has given us the PEO.
但是呢，神的旨意呢，是在教会里面呢是有 PEO。
You haven't figured it out. Let me tell you what that means. PEO is pastor, elder, overseer.
PEO 就是牧师、长老和执事，长老和监督。
It doesn't work so well in Chinese, sorry.
在中文里面听不出来这个巧妙之处。
And next I want to remind us of this.
第二个我要提醒大家的是这个。
That these qualifications are non-negotiable.
这些要求呢是不可妥协的。
Because in verse 7, the word must in the English expresses an absolute, unquestioned necessity for God's decree and plan.
因为在第七节里面呢，用了必须这个词，表示是神的命定和计划中的绝对的、无可置疑的、必须的。
And it must remind us that the leader is not perfect, but he must be above reproach.
一个领袖呢，他不会是完美的，但是呢，他必须要无可指责。
And so this means that possessing either 75% of these qualifications, or maybe 80%, or even 99% of these qualifications is not acceptable.
那也就是说，如果达到了这些要求当中的75%、80%甚至99%的话呢，都是不可接受的，都算没有达到。
And so the PEO of our church must be continuing in 100% of these qualifications, otherwise God prohibits him from leadership at OBC.
也就是说，我们教会的领袖呢，他必须持续的100%的完全达到这些标准，否则的话，神就不允许他作为我们教会的领袖。
So Scripture is clear.That a leader can be disqualified from the office if he is not above reproach. So he loses his title and he must step down from the office.
经文里面很清楚，就是说如果一个人没有达到这些标准的话，没有达到无可指责的话，他是可以被取消资格的，他的职称会被拿去，而且呢，他需要下台。
So now as we understand these two biblical realities, we have 6 more qualifications to learn about.
当我们明白了这两个原则的之后呢，我们有6个方面需要来研读。
And so once again, if you haven't, open your Bibles to Titus chapter 1, verse 8.
请翻开圣经到提多书的第一章第八节。
And from now on, I will mostly refer to our leaders as elders because OBC's governing structure is through biblical eldership.
从现在开始呢，我指教会的领袖呢，我都用长老这个词来说，因为我们教会的治理模式是长老制的。
So first, in verse 8, we find that the elder must be above reproach in this practical realm, which is relationships.
在第一个部分呢，我们首先呢，我们就看到长老们需要在他的人际关系方面是无可指责的。
So in verse 8, the next qualification is being hospitable, coming from the idea of one who loves a stranger.
下面一个呢是说要乐意接待远人，这个呢是从爱人爱邻舍衍生出来的。
That our elders are to show hospitality to others, including previously unknown persons in the church and community.
长老呢，他们需要对其他人，包括在陌生人或者是在我们社区以外的人、不认识的人呢，都表示出来一种善意、一种乐意接待。
And our elders must be friendly. They must be caring and kind by opening up their homes, being motivated by Christ's love, His provision, and even the Great Commission.
长老们呢，他们必须友好，他们关爱，他们很仁爱，他们开放他们的家庭，因为他们被基督的爱和供应，以及大使命所激励。
And so in a very practical way, the elders' hospitality opens to us, the congregation, our church, and others, his home life and the stewardship of Christ's blessing of a home and sharing that blessing.
所以从实际的角度来说呢，长老们呢就对我们这些会众以及其他人呢开放他们的家庭，来分享他们的基督对他们一个家的一个赐福。
And next we find that the elder must be above reproach in his affections.
第二个下一个呢，我们发现说长老们需要在他们的情感方面也要无可指责。
And this refers to his qualification to be a lover of good, meaning he values moral excellence in the church and community.
长老们需要有一个好善的品质，就是说他们在教会里面和社区里面呢，他们是看重高尚的品德。
And our elders must genuinely be drawn to biblical wisdom, spiritual maturity, and growth, drawn to godly people, what is righteous, true, noble, holy, and pleasing to God.
长老们呢，需要真心的追求合乎圣经的智慧和属灵的成熟和成长。并且呢，他们被敬虔的人所吸引，也喜欢去做那去追求公义、真实、可敬、圣洁和讨神喜悦的事情。
And our elders must be serious to reject compromise, reject false teaching, pragmatics, moral filth, and corruption.
长老们也必须要很严肃的来抵挡妥协，抵挡错误的教导。抵挡实用主义，道德败坏。
And so now in a practical way, when the elder is inwardly a lover of good, then his ability to lead and shepherd our church toward holiness blesses us.
从实际的角度看，如果长老们他们内心是好善的，那么他们带领教会成为圣洁这方面会给我们带来极大的祝福。
So not only must our leaders demonstrate hospitality and must be a lover of good, we discover that the elder must be above reproach in the mind.
他们长老们不光乐意接待远人，不光要好善，他们还需要在心智方面也要无可指责。
And so another qualification is being self-controlled, which refers to the quality of the mind being sound and sane.
下面一个条件呢，就是他们需要庄重，指的是他们的头脑呢需要是健康清醒的。
Our elders must be sensible, thoughtful, serious, earnest, and cautious in the church and community.
长老们在教会里面和社区里面呢，都需要是明理的、周到的、认真的、诚挚的、审慎的。
And our elders are to manage their impulses and act intelligently.Be capable of making sound decisions and offer stable leadership.
他们长老们需要能够不冲动，行事明智，而且可以做出明智的判断，而且可以稳定的带领别人。
And so, in a practical way, elders recognize unbiblical events and spiritually wandering people.And he is able to apply God's word and even sacrifice his time to fulfill ministry priorities.
从实际的角度，长老们需要能够辨别出来不合圣经的事情，也认出来那些在属灵上飘忽不定的人，他可以运用神的话语来，并且牺牲他的时间来完成优先的事工。
Now following this, we realize that the elder must be above reproach in his public conduct.
在这个之后呢，我们发现长老们也需要在公共场合的举止方面要无可指责。
And so the next qualification is being upright by possessing righteousness which is approved by God.
他需要是公平的，就是神所喜悦的公平公义。
Our elders are men that are equitable in character and actions, rendering just judgment on others.
他需要表现出来，在行动上，在个性上面表现出来，对人的一个公平的一个判断。
And so our elders are to be consistent in their daily walk, living blamelessly and innocently in a crooked generation.
长老们需要持续不断的在他们每天的生活当中都无可指责，在这弯曲悖谬的时代毫无瑕疵。
And so what this looks like, in a practical way, the elder follows God's standards, including human laws, and shows justice, honesty, and fair dealings in all his relationships in the church and also in the community.
从实际的角度看，长老们需要遵循神的标准，包括人的法律，包括要显示出来公正、诚实。公平的，在他所有的在教会和社区里面的事情上面，都要显示这样的品格。
Now closely related is that the elder must be above reproach in his relationship with God.
另外一条呢，就是跟这个很相关的，就是他必须要在与神的关系上无可指责。
And the qualification which follows is holy.
下一条呢是圣洁。
Being observed and known as internally and externally devout, showing integrity, loyalty, and ethical consistency before God and man.
他必须从里至外的、表里如一的体现出来敬虔，显示出正直、忠心和言行一致的品格。
And so our elders are men that have integrity.Of character reflecting God's covenantal faithfulness.
长老们的品格里面，他需要有神一样的守约信实的特点。
And our elders are to be free from anger, from violence, from bitterness, slander, malice, and deceit in the church and also in the community.
长老们也能够不被苦不被怒气暴力苦毒诽谤。怨恨谎言所辖制。
And so once again, practically speaking, the elder is living out the expected and sincere norm for all believers who follow Christ in devoted worship, in prayer, in fellowship, and service, in family, work, community.
实际的来说呢，就是长老们在敬拜、在祷告、在团契和侍奉。不管在家庭也好，工作职场也好，或者在社区里面也好，他都要表现出来，活出一个基督徒应该有的样子。
And finally, not only must our leaders demonstrate hospitality, must be a lover of good, must be self-controlled, upright and holy, he is to be above reproach in governing impulses.
除了长老们除了乐意接待勇人远人好善庄重公平圣洁以外，他们要也能够在管理冲动方面也要无可指责。
And before Paul takes a breath, he finishes verse 8 with one more qualification, which is being disciplined.
在保罗停下来之前，他还有一条要讲，就是关于长老们需要自制。
And so this means to be literally, that word discipline means mastered from within. And this kind of glues together all the qualifications so far.
自制呢，意思是从里而外的，一个品性，把前面所说的这些特点呢，都连接在一起。
So our elders are men that are known for controlled, restrained, living over personal desires, over their emotions or habits in private and public.
长老们呢需要有自制、节制，在个人的欲望方面、情绪和私人空间和公众面前的习惯方面呢都要有节制。
And our elders are to be walking by the Spirit and not in the flesh, being governed in their thoughts, their affections, their actions under the Word of God in the church and community.
长老们在教会里面和社区里面呢，都要顺着圣灵而行，不放纵肉体的情欲，他的思想、情感和行为都被神的话所管理。
So what does this look like?
那是什么样子的？
So once again, practically speaking, the qualified elder maintains a God-fearing, grace-given, Christ-dependent balance without neglect or excess.
那实际看来是什么样子呢？那长老呢，应该是敬畏神、领受恩典、依靠基督，这三样达到平衡的。
And by living this way, it allows the elder to be able to model and then to teach and then lead with the gospel in our church without hypocrisy.
这样的话呢，长老们就可以为在众人面前做榜样，并且教导众人，没有假冒伪善。
And our elders then will labor and strive to organize and to shepherd our church.
长老们就可以劳苦努力治理和牧养教会。
And so as we fully understand the additional qualifications found in Titus 1 verse 8, may we grow in our desire to follow such qualified leaders as they imitate Christ.
当我们学习提多书的一章八节这些品质的时候，让我们更加的愿意来跟随这些符合圣经的效法基督的这些 leader, 这些领袖。
And now let us understand some practical insights of Titus being applied so that you would understand our OBC eldership better.
那让我们现在呢看一些实际的点，那这样我们可以更好的理解我们教会的长老制。
And so the following also answers our main question of why is this portion of the Bible important for our church?
接下来的内容呢，也就回答了我们先前提到的那个问题，就是说，为什么这段经文对我们教会是这么的重要
？And this includes the practical points that we need to be clear about. Pastor Tommy, his first section of this sermon series was putting biblical things in order in the local church, and it helps us to keep things in order.
这些实际的点呢，在我们的教会里面呢，可以帮我们将合乎圣经中的事情呢安排的有序、治理得当。
And it's important to know that each official leader of our church is chosen by the Holy Spirit and are to be qualified then by God's word.
第一条呢，就是我们的正式的教会的领袖呢，都是被圣灵带领而选择的，合格的。按神的标语话语是合格的领袖。
And all these qualifications in this passage today and even before and even coming next month is under the big umbrella of being above reproach. And these qualities are listed also in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
对这些长老的品性方面的要求呢，在提摩太前书的三章和提多书这里呢都提到。他就是总的来说就是要在各个方面呢无可指责。
And the leadership office of the local church is biblically restricted to men only.
教会领袖的职位呢是专门为弟兄们而设的。
And that is found in the context of 1 Timothy chapter 2.
这个呢是在提摩太前书的第二章里面说到。
So OBC is blessed to biblically have a plurality because the Bible says there needs to be a plurality of these men serving in this office so that we are an elder-led church.
我们教会呢很有福，因为我们有 多名的弟兄呢在这些职位上侍奉，因为圣经里面是这样说到的。
And so our existing leaders, they have a responsibility to identify and then to be also discipling future leaders and then to appoint those whom are qualified to serve OBC sacrificially and with dedication.
现任的领袖呢，他们有一个责任，就是他们要在会众当中认出来那些新的领袖，并且呢要来训练他们，以至于呢有一天呢任命他们来忠心摆上的来侍奉教会。
And we, the members of OBC, have the privilege to affirm the existing leaders' appointment of new leaders.
我们会员们有这个特权，就是来确定，领袖们所选出来的，所任命的新的领袖。
And so what this looks like when we have our formal members' meeting is that the members are not voting, nor are they appointing new leaders in the members' meeting.
在会员大会上呢，我们会员呢并不是来选举、来指派新的领袖。
But we, as the membership of this church, have the shared responsibility to get to know the character of these new leaders in order to be able to affirm the elders' appointment.
但是呢，我们会员呢有一个共同的责任，就是我们要来认识这些新被任命的领袖，以至于我们可以确定长老们的任命。
And so once again, I'd like to remind you that each individual leader has one ministry over all matters of the local church, which is described by three biblical roles, pastor or shepherd, elder, overseer. So that's the P-E-O.
我们每一个，让我再说，我们每一位的领袖呢，他们都在教会的一个事工上面呢，是主要的负责。那这个事工呢，他的职责呢，表述在这三个职位里面，就是监督、长老和牧师。
And our official leaders here at OBC, in case you don't know, are Gary Graham. So he's sitting there, and he was praying for the children's ministry this morning. And then Sam Wong is sitting over here, and he was helping serve the Lord's Supper. And then Jack Chen is right there, and he's sitting next to Tommy Wong.
我们教会的四位领袖，如果知道的话呢，是 Gary Graham。还有 Sam Wong, Jack Chen, 和 Tommy Wong.
And so this church has four official leaders overseeing all ministries, whether it's conducted in Mandarin, Cantonese, or English, or any other future language.
我们教会呢有四位正式的领袖，他们呢不管是在哪一个语言的会众里面呢，都是他们都是领袖。
And because there's many of us here in this church, yet each leader will then focus more in one specific area to be more efficient as God's steward.
为了做有效的神的好管家的呢，每一个领袖呢都有在一个领域里边是主要负责的。
And also, in case you don't know, how our four leaders serve at OBC, they all oversee OBC together.
如果你不知道的话呢，他们是怎么样治理我们教会呢？是他们四个人共同一起来监督教会。
And so our brother Gary Graham is officially one of two OBC elders, given his spiritual maturity. Also, he oversees many areas of administration.And can be approached with pastoral needs.
Gary Graham 弟兄呢，他是正式的两位长老之一。由于他的属灵方面的成熟呢，他监督行政方面的很多领域，而且呢，也可以处理牧养的需要。
And by way, if you don't know, Gary and his wife Judy.Are OBC's longest members who have been faithfully serving here. So I want to give them a hand.
Gary 和他的太太 Judy 呢，是我们教会的会龄最长的会员。
And then Sam Wong is the other official elder at OBC. He spends much of his time pastoring the Cantonese ministries and giving oversight here as our chairman of the board.
Sam Wong 呢，在也是另外一位的长老，他在主要时间呢用于在牧养广东堂的教会，广东堂的会众。
So yesterday at our meeting, Sam acknowledged that he is now retired, and you'll see him here more at church.
我们也要感谢罗牧师，他现在呢退休了，他也给我们很多的支持。
And then we have Pastor Jack Chen. He utilizes his time mainly with overseeing Mandarin ministries and applying his spiritual maturity there and OBC as a whole.
Jack 牧师呢，他主要是牧养国语堂的教会，并且呢，他也监管整个教会。
And then Pastor Tommy Wong. He stewards primarily his energies on teaching and providing spiritual maturity to the English ministries.And also providing oversight there and also for OBC as a whole.
Tommy 牧师呢，他主要是牧养英文会众，并且呢也监管整个教会。
And so these real-time examples underscore the biblical point that this plurality of our dear brothers, they minister together as our examples of one man.Three biblical roles, yet having specific official titles and roles here at OBC.
在我们教会的这个真实的案例呢，强调了圣经里面的观点，就是多人的多位弟兄一起来治理教会，可能是一人身兼几个职位。
And I also like to acknowledge Pastor Sampson. I don't know if he's here.
罗牧师呢？不知道今天在不在这里。
Maybe not. But you see him most Sundays, and he has officially retired. Yet he continues to faithfully support OBC with his gifting.
罗牧师呢？他虽然退休了，但是呢，他继续的来用他的恩赐呢来支持我们教会。
And of course, I cannot leave this out.
当然了，我还不能忘记。
That we are blessed by their dear wives who lend prayer and support so that their husbands can serve well here at church.
我们也不能忘记我们刚才提到的这些弟兄们的妻子。
So, thank you to the wives. Had a lot of clapping this morning. That's okay.
I don't know.
That's not in the script. Never mind. So, anyway, let's continue. So, we the congregation have a biblical stewardship to know them and their families and to love them.
我们会众呢，应该去认识这些领袖和他们的家庭。
And so we do this by showing respect and honor, and as the scripture calls us to, is to obey our leaders in the Lord as they follow Christ.
因为圣经里面要我们说，当我们的领袖跟随耶稣的时候呢，我们要去尊重他们，要去顺服他们。
And we also have the responsibility to pray for our leaders.
我们也有责任来为他们祷告。
And to also serve alongside these men in our church with your spiritual gifting.
也用我们的特别的恩赐来和这些弟兄们一起的来服侍。
Our leaders are accountable for your souls before God as they guard the flock, watching over us, teaching in order to equip us and guiding us to be mature in Christ.
我们的长老他要为我们的在神面前要为我们的灵魂要向神交账的，他们要看守群羊，来带领我们成为成熟的，在主里面成熟。
In our eldership of under shepherds, because Christ is the chief shepherd, they serve under a very high and demanding calling of laboring and striving for the glory of. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的这些领袖呢，我们叫他们小牧人，因为我们的主耶稣是我们的大牧人，他们是在一个很要求很高的一个呼召下面来劳苦努力，要为的是主耶稣的荣耀。
So hopefully you've gained a bigger and a biblical picture of how Christ leads this church.
希望你现在呢，就是多一点明白，神他怎么样自己来带领这个教会。
And we are thankful for what Christ already knows that we need.
我们很感谢神，因为神知道我们需要什么。
And yet as Christ builds his church, he calls us to turn to him alone in the following manner.
基督建立教会，他也呼召我们在以下的三个方面呢，单单的信靠他。
And there is a need for emerging leaders here at OBC.
当我们教会需要有新的领袖出来的时候。
And so we must be mindful.
我们必须要记得。
That we must be patient and not pragmatic.
我们必须要有耐心，而不是实用主义。
We must be prayerfully waiting and purposely and not purposely wanton.
我们必须要祷告等候，而不是任意放纵。
And we must be trusting in God and not trusting in man.
我们必须要信靠神，而不是信靠人。
And so as we close our worship through God's word, let us be thankful.
当我们来结束今天的敬拜的时候呢，让我们心怀感恩。
And we should be full of thanksgiving because Jesus Christ, our chief shepherd, and that of our elders, his under shepherds, are his gifts to us as a local church.
让我们来感恩，因为主耶稣是我们的大牧人。我们的小牧人，我们教会的领袖呢，是他赐给我们教会的礼物。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, it is very clear that God gave to his church.
因为在以弗所书第二章里面呢，很清楚的说是神供应这个教会。
That should be actually Ephesians 4.
应该是以弗所书第四章。
And so the qualified man is in this role because he possesses Christ-like character in all areas of his life.
合格的教会领袖呢，他是有基督，在他生活的各个方面呢，都有基督一样的品格。
And he serves as a godly example to the church in faith, in grace, and love.
他在信心、恩典和爱里面呢，都可以是教会的榜样。
And this is a man that we can follow and we can obey in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的人呢，是我们可以跟随和可以顺服的。
And so when we desire God's way and by praying for qualified elders and when we are supporting and serving alongside them in the ministry,
当我们羡慕主的道、主的方法，为我们的合格的领袖来祷告的时候，当我们来和他们一起来侍奉的时候，
We will find that God will protect us from spiritual danger and bless us.
我们就会发现神会保护我们不受属灵危险的危害，并且来祝福我们。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord God, we are thankful for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Because it is very clear.
因为很清楚，很明了。
And so, Lord, make it clear to us also.
也让我们可以清楚明白的领受。
To make it clear in how we practice your word in this church.
也让我们很清楚的知道怎么样在我们的教会里面来把这些话语实行出来。
And not to fall into the pattern of this world.
我们不要跟随这个世界。
And even not to fall into the pattern of many churches here in this city who have.
甚至不跟随我们这个城市里面许多教会的做法。
Churches that have changed or neglected this portion of Scripture in 1 Timothy.
这个教会那些教会里面他们已经忽略没有注意到在提摩太书里面所讲到的。
Because Lord, you know that we need your help.
在这个世界，我们需要你的帮助。
We need you to continue to work in us.
我们需要你在我们里面做工。
To continue to bless our elders.
继续的来赐福给我们的领袖们。
To strengthen them for the task, the heavy task that they have before you.
在你给他们的任务面前呢，来帮助他们。
Because these are men that watch over our souls for you.
这些弟兄呢，他们是为了为你而看顾我们的。
And these are men who will stand before you one day accountable for how they have shepherded your church.
这些人是他们有一天要站在你面前来为他们怎么样来管理教会负责的。
And so, Lord, we need the working of your spirit amongst us.
所以我们需要你的圣灵在我们当中做工。
So that you would help us as members to obey our leaders.
也求你在我们会众当中做工，让我们可以顺服我们的领袖。
And not to cause them unnecessary grief.
不要让他们不要引起他们不必要的为难。
Because that would be no profit to us.
因为那样对我们毫无好处。
And so, Lord, we thank you that you are doing that work here in our church.
神啊，我们感谢你，你在我们教会在做工。
And so, Lord, help us.
所以神啊，来帮助我们。
Help us to submit to your word for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们为着主耶稣的荣耀来顺服你的话语。
And we pray for the glory of Christ our head, the chief shepherd. Amen.
我们在我们主耶稣的名下祷告。Amen.